Welcome to the December 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
I am Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, and as we do always on the last Saturday of the month and occasionally on other Saturdays, depending on what big events are falling in town, Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. Mike, good to see you again, and happy holidays.
Good to see you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
How'd the Christmas thing go for you?
It went well. I mean, we got through it. That's the big thing, isn't it? You get through it. You eat well, you get through it, and especially when you have young kids.
Right. And did you have a lot of in-laws to try and dodge?
We had a few. We did pretty good at dodging them. We're pretty good, you know, dipping and diving, but it was a good time. I always enjoy the holiday season.
Good. And before we go any farther, because I usually forget about this until the second or third segment of the show, this is your program, and we want to hear from you. If you've got show ideas, if you've got comments about anything that we talk about, we want to hear about it. So you can email me at news@kokk.com. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Zach Nelson Radio or on Facebook by messaging the Performance Radio News page on Facebook.
Right, and I have all the same things, the Beetle County State's Attorney's Facebook page. You can message me, Twitter, at Beetle County SA, my website, email, call me at the office. When you see me out and about, stop and talk to me, make a suggestion. And, you know, I think in this month, you know, we had a lot of people suggest that we talk about Star Wars, the whole show. And, I had to say, you know, Zach's not going to go for that. I had to say, you know, I said I would be in favor of that, but Zach will not agree to that. He says we should talk about law and things related to, you know, what I actually do. But I said, you know, we should do one show just on Star Wars. But, you know, our fans were calling for it, but you foo-pawed that.
You actually had somebody walk up to you on the street and said, Mike, you and Zach should talk more about Star Wars on your legal-based show.
That's my story.
That's your story.
And I'm sticking to it.
Why am I? I believe Bessie just walked into the room and left a little mess on the floor. That's what I'm smelling right now. All right, go ahead. We'll talk a little bit about Star Wars, of course.
Well, did you go to the movie?
Force Awakens, right?
The Force has awakened.
The Force was sleeping at my house. I did not go
you
see
the
Star
the
Wars. Did you see the Star Wars movie?
I have seen it, yes.
And?
I enjoyed it. I actually saw it twice.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, I went the first night it was here, you know, I think it was Thursday night, late show. I went to that. It was with about 150 other people. It was,
no, were
it
you
was
like
packed.
Dressed up like Han Solo?
I was not dressed up. There were people dressed up. And the movie theater was giving away like free popcorn if you got dressed up. And I didn't know that.
Right? Wow.
You know, I couldn't. So, I should have pulled off Han Solo or.
A couple of years ago, when the final Harry Potter came out, there was a line of people. You always see the stories about, oh, people have been lined up for 3 days to see such and such a movie. Were there people lined up outside the theater waiting to get in?
There, not outside that I saw. There was a lot of people they had gathered inside.
Okay.
But now, more than they did before, they pre-sale tickets. So. A lot of people they buy their tickets before and then they can just go and get into the show. So I don't think there's as many lines anymore because most of the shows are sold out because they pre-sale their tickets.
Where does this Star Wars, because I'm assuming you've seen all of them, where does this rank in the hierarchy of the six now? Is it up to six or seven?
This is the seventh.
Okay,
yeah.
Seven.
I thought it was, this one was pretty good. I don't want to give it away because there might be some people out there like yourself. That haven't seen the Star Wars.
Well, you don't
yet.
Have to worry about me.
They wouldn't, you know, they're probably not fans, but I don't want to ruin it for them. So, you know, we could talk about it next month. I'll give you the plot line and stuff, then give people an opportunity to see it. But, you know, it's only like a week in now. People might not have been able to get in, so I don't want to ruin it for them. But it was, but as I say, I saw it twice. The first time I didn't know what I thought.
Right.
Had to kind of digest it a little bit.
Oh.
Had to go back, make sure I saw everything correctly.
Sure.
The second time I went back, I thought, yeah, this is pretty good. I liked it.
You just see? Now, you were going to bring me with, but I never heard anything beyond the initial.
I know. We should. You know, we'll do that. We should still do that.
That's
I was
fine.
Busy, but and the second time I saw it, I was in Pier. I have the opportunity about every 3-4 months, I go out and train the new recruits on domestic violence. So I spend 2 days out there with the new recruits that are going through the academy. I think it's a 14-week course.
13, I believe, unless it's changed. For just law enforcement, regular police and sheriff's right. deputies. Okay.
Right. And there's people from all over the state that are trying, you know, Pennington County, Minnehaha County. There's tribal officers there. And I was there, and I have to spend the night because I teach 2 days in a row. And that night I went to the movie. I didn't have anything else to do. So I went to the movie there. And that was my second showing.
So you've seen the Star Wars movie twice and only you'd never brought anybody with you.
No, first time I took my wife and my 8-year-old.
Okay.
The 8-year-old slept through it because it was late.
Oh, sure.
And she had school the next day, so it was good. But it's not the first movie I've taken her to that she slept in.
Well,
so that
don't
hold that against the movie.
I'd have probably slept through it, too.
It was late. It was late. You know, it was 9:45. So
well, good. I'm glad that you got an opportunity to see the movie.
It was good. It was good.
Do you think we still should have done a show?
Yes, there was lots of people there. We would have had a lot of people to interact with. They have nothing else to do but wait on the movie to open, to unlock the doors and get in. We could have had a lot of questions in the crowd, and we could have said, well, we won't answer your Star Wars, but we'll answer legal questions. You know, someone there might have had a speeding ticket and had some questions. They said, you know, what happens
if I
don't pay
probably
this?
Yelled at you and then cussed, and then we would have had to have either bleeped it out or would have made it on air if we were doing it live. And I just see all kinds of problems.
The other thing is we could have, you're the reserve officer. We could, you know, they could ask me questions. We could run their Watson warrants, and if they had a warrant for them, we could, you know, throw them in jail. And then we could, like the other people that couldn't get into the show, then we could let them in. You know, you got a warrant, you got to go to jail. We're going to, you know, let this person come into the show because they don't have a warrant.
That is the most insane. You've said a lot of insane things during this program in the year and a half we've been doing it. That's probably the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It would have been fun. We had the opportunity.
Not if you've got a warrant issued for your arrest.
Well, you know, they come out. There's a lot of people, they don't pay their fine or something, you know, something minor. We would have been doing a public service.
That's where the Star Wars movie. That's where I see the problem would have been. They would have asked us more questions about Star Wars than they would anything legally related because no one's really asked us a question in this show in the year and a half we've done it. We've had a handful.
We've had a couple questions. You're right. We might have got some Star Wars questions. I could have answered them for them. You know, and we could have got some warrants, could have arrested a few people. I mean, it would have been exciting.
That is probably the craziest. If that would have all actually happened, that would have been the craziest thing I've ever done in my 15 years of broadcasting, is to do a show like that. Plus, I can't believe that we've actually filled up almost 8 minutes of your show talking about Star Wars, is exactly the thing I was trying to avoid.
How many people do you think are still listening to the show?
You and I.
All right, let's get to it then.
Well, since we do,
we can then talk about whatever we want if no one's listening anyway.
Well, you know, there are other things I could be doing on a Saturday than this, but we do, again, want to leave this open for your interpretation. Maybe, Commission Chair Rick Benson thought we talked too much about Halloween, I guess. But
yes, he was upset about our Halloween.
On a sidelight to that, there was Star Wars talk.
There was Star Wars talk. There was Halloween talk. We got New Year's coming up. We could talk about New Year's. You got New Year's plans? What are you doing?
Well, if I continue to not have any friends, I'm probably going to, you mentioned me as a reserve officer, I may spend a little time in the front seat of a police car driving around with the cops. But we'll have to wait and see on that. But yes, New Year's, of course. You hear the PSAs. In fact, we did a local PSA for the police department, the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And there's no benefit here, as we just, you know, got another minute or so before we take our break. It's good to go out and have fun. Nobody wants to tell you, don't go out and have fun. And it seems like every year we continue to push this message of drive and be responsible, but I don't know what it is on why that seems to not, you know. You would think, and obviously you always have new people turning 21 all the time, so you have to keep the message out there, but there are people who have gone through the New Year's game a lot, and those individuals, not everybody, because it's such a wide cross-section, but those are the people that you'll see with the DUI charges and such.
Right, yeah, you're right. It is disappointing. We do get the message out there, and it is so dangerous to be drinking and then drive. I mean, so many bad things have happened that, you know, one of the things that when I talk to people about DWI, it's touched just about everybody's life. Everybody has a friend or a relative that has been hurt by a drunk driver, and it is disappointing that we're in, you know, 2015, going to be 2016. We've been fighting this battle for, you know, how many years, and the numbers are just steady. I mean, you can look at my office numbers, and since I started prosecuting 20 years ago, the numbers are the same. We do about 200 DWIs every year, and it's unfortunate that people don't get that message. You're right. Go out, have a great time. You know, do what you need to do and have fun, but don't drive home. I mean, make arrangements before you go. Have a designated driver. You know, you can probably make arrangements in a lot of cities to have other people drive you home. I mean, and I know there's a lot of businesses that will offer that service. I know Ryan's Hangar Restaurant has that limo that'll take you home. I mean, there's so many easy ways to avoid doing that and putting your own life at risk, but also putting other people's lives at risk around you unnecessarily. And it's really sad and disappointing that people would still do that. And I hope that people go out and have fun, have a great time, you know, party it up, whatever they want to do, but don't get in your car and drive home. Find another way home. Your car will be there in the morning. Go back and get it, you know, when you're sober and probably regretting what you did the night before, but don't regret driving because that it's just not worth it. Don't do it.
Absolutely. You mentioned numbers. As we return from our next break, we're going to talk what your office did this year as far as numbers goes. Also, very interesting, earlier this month, the state came out with a report on Senate Bill 70. And I know you have taken issue with some of the numbers in that report. So we'll talk about
that. Put me on the spot, man.
Program hasn't maybe been favorable one way or the other to Senate Bill 70 since we've been on the air, but we'll talk about the report coming up a little bit later on. Plus, just recently we've had prosecutors in trouble with the law, and we'll talk about that and the effects that you see that having on your industry. All right, we'll do that on the way this hour on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.